This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. Whether you have a straightforward W-2 or a more complex return or business, our clients come back year after year. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, good morning, everybody. Matt Steinmetz along with Evan Giddings. And before I hear one piece of slander from my guy Guru, I want to let you know this. He's had a death in the family. He's at a funeral. But you know what he's still going to do? He's going to be at Public Market Emeryville tonight to watch the Warriors and the Kings alongside me at a watch party. So he's going above and beyond today, even though he won't be doing the show.
You excited?
About the watch party?
Yeah. Public Market Emeryville, right? Six to eight?
Yeah, hopefully the weather will clear up a little bit. But, it's the Public Market Emeryville. Guru and I are watching the Kings.
Well, there's got to be some spots to watch inside, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there are. Yeah. I'm sure there are. But I'll tell you what, and we'll talk a little Warriors now, but I want to get into this Mac Jones things pretty quickly. But boy, you look at what happened in the NBA last night. You know what? Warriors got to win tonight. They got to win tonight. They can put Sacramento away. But
boy, I thought you were still riding high off of yesterday. Everything that happened at Chase Center, and you know, now you get an automatic bid into the F&M Hall of Fame for the free pub that you gave them for Curry and be a diplomat for the day and all the rest. By the way, it's a new day, so he's no longer a diplomat. But
yesterday put a fork in any kind of hopes I have to make the F&M Hall of Fame.
Now, I feel like it should help it.
I was up for it a couple years ago. I didn't get in, and now I can't. Now I will not accept, even if I do get in, because the look of impropriety would be too great.
Well, it's funny, like Curry's the assistant general manager for Davidson now. I mean, for a day, you were basically the AGM for Franklin and Marshall basketball.
That's true. I'd love to get the paycheck that Steph's getting from Davidson, and I might consider that job.
But, you could do a remote.
So here's what's going on today. I want to get into Mac Jones right off the bat. To me, this is absolutely fascinating. And we'll have Jason Timpf at noon today of the Volume Sports. So we'll get into the Warriors at about noon, if not a little sooner. We'll see. We'll play it by ear. We'll play it by ear. And then we are going to replay the Curry interview from yesterday, not the jersey stuff, the actual interview, because we didn't really have a chance to react to it. And I thought he said a lot of a lot of things that were very interesting, not the least of which is that he basically said, I want to play longer than my contract has on it right now. So Steph's already eyeing
2030.
Exactly. Well, 2020, yeah, whatever it is. But, yeah, it was a great day over at the Warriors yesterday. They're feeling good, and they have every right to. But Mac Jones, the San Francisco – here's – I'm going to start the show this way with 49er fans.
I know you're excited about this.
I'm blown away. When you – 49er fans, when you heard that the 49ers were signing Mac Jones – what was your very first thought? Your first thought, the first thing that went through your mind? Because Evan and I have a little different opinion on this. The first thing I thought is, oh my God, Brock Purdy just took the biggest pay cut he could ever imagine. I mean, that was my first thought. If you have Mac, if you just signed Mac Jones, a guy we all know that you were sniffing around in that draft, and now he's on the team. Why would you pay Brock Purdy $45 or $50 million? That was my first thought. How about you, E?
My first reaction was, pardon me, like the exact opposite.
I know.
It was, oh, Brock Purdy's safe. Brock Purdy's looking, he's sitting pretty right now. I think the idea of Mac Jones, or can I refer to him at his real name? Because he's got one of the greatest names I've
what
ever
is
heard.
It?
McCorkle.
Is that his first name?
McCorkle Mac Jones.
He can't name a kid that.
Why?
Poor kid in grade school.
Well, he ended up being a Heisman candidate and playing for Bama.
Right,
so.
Only because he changed to Mac as soon as he realized what McCorkle was.
Well, he was a double Mac in Jacksonville. Dude, he's not a good quarterback. Like, I understand that Kyle Shanahan loves him, and maybe people think that he can somehow turn Mac Jones around. And yes, he, I don't know, he might be... leverage. That's a pretty poor piece of leverage in my mind. Like, did you watch Mac Jones at all in Jacksonville? Or just
at
all the last couple of years?
A little bit in New England.
He was fine his rookie season, then he fell off a cliff.
Yeah, that's what it felt like to me.
He's not a good quarterback. Now, my bigger kind of eyebrow-raising takeaway from this was, are you really going to be okay with Mac Jones as your starting quarterback? Because to me, then you are truly tanking. You are not trying to win football games if you're going to say, hey, Brock, you know what? You can sit for as long as you want because we got McCorkle Mac Jones. Does that really, I mean, maybe I could be off my rocker, but does that sound like a strategy that a sane franchise would employ? If I'm Brock Purdy, I'm just simply calling their bluff.
Well, who's to say Mac Jones will be Brock Purdy's backup? Brock Purdy.
Oh, well, you still have another name out there.
Well, I said this a couple days ago. I mean, I'm not convinced. I shouldn't say I'm not convinced, but I've not ruled out the possibility of just a wild card in either Kirk Cousins, who Atlanta apparently is going to keep on their roster past a certain date so that because they believe he can trade him. They believe they can trade him to a team. They've apparently looked at the NFL landscape and said there aren't enough quality quarterbacks for the 32 teams that are in the league. Or Aaron Rodgers. And I get it. It might sound outlandish, but if you look at what the 49ers have done, E, and they've really let a lot of guys go, and I really think they feel like they're in some kind of transition, some kind of reset, and if they're still not convinced that Brock Purdy's the guy, you could buy another year and play it out and see what happens without having to risk paying Brock Purdy a number that maybe you're not comfortable paying.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that the negotiation's still going to happen, and the number might not be as high as even I thought before this season started. And I think you and I still have a bet, and it looks like you're going to win, because it doesn't look like Purdy's going to get 60. But the thing about Mac Jones is, and Michael McCorkle Jones, but McCorkle is not someone that I want quarterbacking my team. And Cam Inman was on with you and Goo the other day, and he had me thinking about this. He referenced the 2004 season for the Niners. They went 2-14, but it was on the heels of a 7-9 season. And the Niners basically took a lot of financial steps back, and they said, it's okay, Jeff Garcia, we got Tim Rattay. It's okay, T.O., we got Brandon Lloyd. You know, they felt like they were able to play just as well, because they didn't have a good season before. I think it went 7-9. They're sub-500. They felt like they could remain at the same level while basically going cheaper at a lot of these important positions. I dare you to do that again. I dare you to start Mac Jones week one, even with this fourth-place schedule, and legitimately believe that you have action. With everything else that you have gouged from this football team, some contracts were overpriced, some were fat that you had to cut off. I mean, at this point, Stani, it's not like they're trying to trim a, you know, a 65% fat ribeye. Like, they're down to a sirloin, 99% lean meat. Like, they have nothing right now except for meat and bones on this roster. And so, whether you believe that Brock Purdy is a great quarterback, an average quarterback, a crappy quarterback, Mac Jones is not your answer. And so,
okay.
I think that them signing him is... because you need a backup quarterback,
right.
And maybe you could use him as some negotiation leverage.
Oh, I think so.
Well, you like him.
Well, no, I don't really like Mac Jones, but no. I'm.
You like the idea of Mac Jones?
No, right? I think the Niners, they're up to something with this Mac Jones thing.
Well, that I agree with.
Whether it's like I said to you, I was half kidding. I was like, this John, the 49ers now can go to Brock Purdy and say, tell you what, Brock, we really like you. In fact, we like you so much, we're going to pay you a lot more than we just paid Mac Jones. How about 2 years, $40 million? 2 years, $40 million. $20 million a year.
Yeah.
It's more than you're going to take it or leave it. I mean, the NFL is cutthroat.
Well, we're learning that very quickly.
In a big way. But that's where I want to start, 49er fans. When you saw that the 49ers had acquired Mac Jones, were you like Evan Giddings? Okay, they got a backup. Not unlike they got Sam Darnold a couple years ago. Or were you like me thinking, there got to be something more going on here than just bringing Mac Jones in as a backup quarterback? What do you guys think? I got to run it all by you. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll be Niners early, Warriors mid. We have Jason Timpf in the middle. We got the Curry interview at 12:20. We're going to replay that. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Safeway. Wow!
Back to Stani and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Guru still will be at the watch party tonight at Public Market Emeryville. Come on out, watch the Warriors play the Kings. I'll be out there with Goo. We'll have some fun. We'll watch it on the big screen. Have a beer or two. Have a good time. Talk sports. Mac Jones has been signed by the San Francisco 49ers. 2 years, $7 million. $5 million guaranteed, and this is why, to me, I love talking sports, because I've just been looking at some of the texts and what's been coming in on the YouTube, and there are a lot of people who support what you've been saying. Is when I saw they signed Mac Jones, I thought, okay, they got a backup quarterback. When I saw they signed Mac Jones, I felt like, huh. I think they're up to something here. And when you put Kyle Shanahan's track record of dealing with quarterbacks into the equation, I kind of don't put anything past him or the Niners at this point, especially following an offseason in which they're clearly money conscious.
Yeah.
So if they're money conscious, one of the reasons they're money conscious is because they know, or they feel like they may have to pay Brock Purdy a lot of money, And maybe there's a way to forestall that. And maybe this is part of it in some way. That's what I want to talk about today at 888-957-9570.
Well, you asked what's your first reaction, like, right, when you heard the news. And I'm not going to lie, I chuckled a little bit because I don't think that Mac Jones is very good. The fact that the Jacksonville Jaguars would rather have Nick Mullins as their backup quarterback instead of him, you know, tells me what I need to know about him right now. But what I will say is it's a really good move for Mac. You get to be with a coordinator or a head coach that I think we all know now that he wanted him in the draft. Like, if there's one thing that we did learn about this, is it's confirmation that the rumors that were being spread by Schefter and all these insiders about Shanahan's affinity for Mac Jones in 2021, whenever they got Trey Lance, they were real.
Right.
Like, he did want Mac Jones, and then they decided to trade up to go get Trey Lance, and all the rest happened. But now, coming back to 2025, the one thing that I find fascinating about this and why I think they did it is because it gives them insurance. Like, with all due respect, Brandon Allen we saw last year. If you need him to win a game that you got to have, and I know it was kind of tough conditions. It was in Green Bay. I think Bosa was out. Ayuk didn't have. Trent was out. But, like, you had no chance in that game. You were dead in the water. Mac Jones, to his credit, has started as a quarterback. He's been a Pro Bowler before. So he gives you insurance. I'm just not sure. Stein, like, what are they doing? Like, what are the 49ers doing right now? They are purging themselves of every contract it feels like they've either not gotten productivity for or felt like has been overpaid.
Right.
And they haven't really replaced any of those players. Like, Mac Jones to me is, you can make of it what you want, but I guess I'm just not really sure what they're doing right now.
I think that's what's the interesting part of it. And I think that's one of the things that's got to be on the minds of 49er fans. I mean, this is the thing that I think's incredible about this. There's so many branches to it. For example, here's one thing I thought while you were talking. So if you're telling me that Kyle Shanahan wanted Mac Jones in 2021 and they moved up to 3 and they liked him, but then they were going to do a deep dive into the other guys who they thought might be there, which would have been Trey Lance and Fields, then you're telling me that Kyle Shanahan wanted to draft Mac Jones but was overruled. And that would fly in the face of everything we've heard about how Kyle Shanahan is the guy who is making these kind of decisions. And maybe if we look back, we start to realize that it was Lynch's call on the trade for Garoppolo, and maybe it was somebody else's call to draft Trey Lance instead of Mac Jones. That's one thing that crossed my mind in terms of Kyle Shanahan. And so if you're telling me he wanted Mac Jones 4 years ago, they didn't get him, that tells me, well, I guess Shanahan wasn't completely and utterly running the show if he really felt strongly about Mac Jones.
I mean, the biggest difference was the physical traits. I mean, you know, Mac Jones is, well, his strengths are being able to read defenses, make quick decisions. He's just immobile. Like, he's a statue of a quarterback, even at the young age that he is. What do you give me for this, though? All right, why did they have to pay Christian McCaffrey and Trent Williams more so last offseason? Both of those players still had years left. They were non-guaranteed, but years left. Why did they have to pay them?
I think because they thought they needed them. They were in a Super Bowl window, and they thought they absolutely positively needed both those guys to make a Super Bowl run, and because they did earn and have had a certain stature in the league that kind of demanded that the 49ers had to deal with them, because we are talking about two players, one that many felt was the best running back in football a year or two ago, and another one that everyone agrees is one of the all-time great offensive linemen. So maybe they did it out of respect for everything they've done in the past, with the pairing that with, well, we can't win a Super Bowl without him.
I also think it's because they literally had no other option.
Okay.
Like, there was no, I mean, I know Jalen Moore just got paid by the Chiefs, but with all due respect, like, Trent, the drop-off between Trent Williams and your next left tackle is massive. As we saw between McCaffrey, Jordan Mason was solid, but you saw how bad they were in the red zone when Christian McCaffrey was not on the football field. I think this is a dangerous game if they're going to try and play it, but this is the only avenue that I can kind of look into and say, all right, this is why you would get him to negotiate. It's because last year, Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey had you by the you-know-whats because they knew that you had to pay them because nobody else was going to be able to give you something close to what they could do. Now, with Brock Purdy, maybe Kyle Shanahan does believe that he could get something similar out of Michael.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
McCorkle Jones as he could Brock Purdy. I think that's dangerous. I think that is a very dangerous way to play this. And again, I do believe they just signed him to be a backup quarterback. But if you're looking at the positions that they got pretty much bent over by last year, you can't afford to have that happen again to the most expensive position in football. And so maybe that's why they also got him.
Yeah, I look at it as though if you're telling me they're thinking about a soft reset, and they looked at the players who have left here and said they haven't performed up to their contracts. Let's say a Juszczyk last year, or you know, Leonard Floyd, all those guys that made at Greenlaw, who was banged up unfortunately. But maybe to me, what they're also saying is we also have to assess the quarterback position the same way we assess every other position, and we just don't feel like Brock's worth $45, $50 million. He's just not. And this now allows us a lot more leverage, not to mention, and this is where the cutthroat part comes in, Purdy's got no leverage. And he might not want to do business like that, but he really doesn't have any leverage.
I would argue that you just acquired his leverage. Like Brock,
you just acquired Brock's leverage.
Yeah.
How so?
Brock Purdy's agent says, you want Mac Jones to be your week one quarterback? Good luck with that.
He's
20-29 as a starter.
No,
he's had one winning season. He's been a backup the last 3 years.
And I would think that Lynch would say, no, we brought him in to be a backup, but we got to look at the numbers with Brock.
Yeah.
We want Brock to be our quarterback, and we're prepared to pay him 25 or 30.
And but, Brock is, well, I don't know about Brock. Like, I don't know. I think that Brock Purdy is, he seems to me like the kind of guy that might not take everything. Like, I don't know. He doesn't appear to be the guy that would take a team to the woodshed the way that Ayuk or Trent did. But, like, you can't be disrespectful. I mean,
no, you're right.
$20 million a year for a quarterback is, that's beans. I mean, that's nothing, Steiny.
No, I know it is. But if you're in the middle of a reset and you want to get your books completely in order, this would be a way to do it by buying another year and seeing what you got. But I hear you. I just think it's interesting. And like I said, I was asking 49er fans. We're talking about the 49ers signing Mac Jones, and the first thing you thought, and I just am telling you the very first thing I thought was, oh boy, Purdy just took a big pay cut. That's just kind of, for whatever reason, that's the way I viewed it. I believe in some way the 49ers now are sitting with Mac Jones, and it gives the 49ers an opportunity to say, not now, Brock. We'll give you a big raise, but it ain't going to be like a top 5 or 10 quarterback. We still need to see more. We thought you regressed last year, and we just can't make a huge mistake at quarterback.
Well, did anybody think that he was going to be able to replicate the numbers that he put up his second season?
Absolutely not. But this is I would say to that, who knows what Kyle Shanahan sees, irrespective of the stats? Because I mean, he thinks he knows, and he probably does.
But that's the other part of this, too.
We never really know how he feels about quarterbacks.
No, but we also, I think we're getting the sense that Kyle Shanahan is being asked to take a step back. You know, the days of you running up to the GM's office to prevent a trade that you think may or may not happen reportedly are over. You know, they're stripping. I can't imagine that Kyle Shanahan is as happy about the front office relieving him of players that he believes are good. Like, whether you think that Debo's washed or Juszczyk is over the hill or all these guys that they're getting rid of, right? Hargrave just signed with the Vikings, Leonard Floyd, whoever you think.
Right.
Like, you still need to field a team. And there's only so much that you can do with again, the talent. That's why I brought up 2004, because this, all right, if you're saying that Brock Purdy is Jeff Garcia in this hypothetical, Mac Jones is Tim Rattay, and is if Terrell Owens would be Ayuk or Debo, hypothetically speaking, you're going to move to DeMarcus Robinson, who they also signed, to replace him. That's a dangerous game you're playing, and I understand that cash is a big part of this, and you're trying to move backwards, you're trying to reset your books, but if you actually want to, like, I'm just wondering if the Niners want to win this season, because nothing they've done so far this offseason has led me to believe that they're interested in winning more games than they did last year. They still have some good players. They still have Fred. They still have Nick. They still have, I guess, BA on the roster. You know, you still got Trent, CMC. You have top-end paid players, but you're not getting any better right now. And in fact, it's like they're moving in the opposite direction. Like, if last year they were all in,
right?
So far, it seems like they're all out.
Maybe, and I know this is a cliche, and we can dig into it further, but maybe they believe, you know what? We may have to take a little step back to take two or three steps forward, and that may take a year or so. I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Ryan in San Bernardino. I'm going to San Bernardino. Ring-a-ding-ding. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, my friends. How's everybody doing down there?
We're doing well, thank you.
Great.
Hey, I have rapid fire. You guys just stop me when you're ready.
All right.
I think that if the 49ers draft JT in the top 11, that would maximize CMC. We could split him out more. It would put Shanahan more in his dynamic. Also, the last time we won the Super Bowl, we had a Deion Sanders on our team. I think Shador is a better Brock Purdy. I don't see why we wouldn't trade up for Shador. It would only be a few spots. There's a power restructure going on. We could trade Ayuk. We're getting a million comp picks next year. Like, let's really redo it and not half-ass redo it. Mac Jones, $7 million versus Brock Purdy, $120 million. Like, that's $113 million we could spend elsewhere, and I love Brock Purdy. But let's do it all the way.
Good stuff. Appreciate it, Ryan. Of course, he means Genty, the running back from Boise State.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming you'd have to choose one of those options, right? You said either trade up for Shador or just use it on Genty. I mean, it does beg the question what they're going to do with that pick, like, because you need everything right now. I mean, you missed out on Joey Bosa, too. That was something else that happened.
Well, and that's another interesting one, because a lot of 49er media people, I don't know that they were assuming Joey Bosa was coming here, but they were feeling pretty good that they could get him if they wanted. And I think he went to Buffalo for what, 12.6, something like that, 12.6.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying is, at what point are we going to acknowledge, you know what, this team is trying to save some money. They're trying to get, you can call them cheap, get their books in order, reset, any word you want, but that's kind of what I feel like is happening, and Brock may get caught up in it. He just may get caught up in it. I just now be surprised if they're going to pay Brock Purdy a big number like we were talking about now. Like, I just, you know, 60 feels like a joke now that we talked about at the beginning of the year. 50 seems very high, and, you know, 40 seems okay, but maybe not for them right here, right now.
Yeah, I mean, the people are going to, I think, overreact to the number no matter what it is. And I guess I just, to me, the Mac Jones signing is, I think it's independent of Brock. I think it's, right. I think it's for necessity, pardon me. You need a backup quarterback. And I think it's a great move for Mac Jones. You just saw what happened to Sam Darnold. He ended up parlaying that into a starting quarterback position and made the most of it and got paid. And now he's the Seattle Seahawk. We'll see how he does there. I guess I don't see them as the same. I mean, like, Sam Darnold competed with Brock Purdy for the starting quarterback job and legitimately got beat out. You know, I would be hard-pressed to believe that they would have an open competition for quarterback unless Brock Purdy was injured. You know, I just don't think that Mac Jones is that good of a quarterback.
That's fair. Nobody thought Darnold was very good when they brought him in here, though.
No, but at least he had had other stops. And I mean, everyone always applauded Sam Darnold for his physical gifts. You know, there was no shortage of arm talent and size, and I think that's why everyone had always been in love with him. And then he proved in Minnesota that those tools were for real up until, I guess, you know, the last two games of the season. But I don't know. I just don't think that Mac Jones is someone that's here to compete for the starting quarterback job.
You know who? Well, he might not be here to compete for the starting quarterback job yet. Let's see how everything plays out with Purdy and whether he gets the contract he wants and the 49ers are willing to agree to a number that he agrees to. You know who Purdy's reminding me of a little bit?
Who?
It has nothing to do with playing style. It has to do with value, etc. Feels like he's turning into Jonathan Kuminga. And Kuminga was somebody that, oh boy, he could get 35-40. And you know what? The more I think about it, we may be looking at Jonathan Kuminga as a mid-level type guy. I mean, he's making seven now. He may get a three-year, $50 million contract, Kuminga. I think that's actually on the table.
Wow.
So, maybe that's what's going on with Brock Purdy. I don't think it's unfair to wonder how much the 49ers really like Brock Purdy in light of the history of Shanahan and quarterbacks that we've watched since he got here.
Well, I think that if they're, what's their goal? If their goal is to move things back on the financial scale, to cheapen this roster and to truly rebuild it, well, then, yeah, I think you're onto something, because I'm not really sure where Brock Purdy would fit into that, unless you believe that he could be someone that can, I don't know, basically be a bridge and then quarterback whatever next iteration of the Niners you have. But yeah, if you're doing what it appears that they are, which is just stripping this thing down to the seams, well then yeah, I mean, I guess you don't need a quarterback because you're not trying to win, and maybe you do just try and tank. I just don't believe that's in John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan's nature. I don't think that, mainly John Lynch. Kyle Shanahan, I don't know too much about. As I imagine he's competitive, but John Lynch is, I think he's as competitive as anybody. And the idea that he would just actively try to lose, or he would be the general manager of a team that was proactively trying to lose, that to me is, I got to see it to believe it.
And I would never say that they would ever acknowledge that, nor do I believe they would ever believe that, really. But I'm just saying, having seen Kyle Shanahan operate over the last 8 years, I wouldn't be surprised if he's the kind of coach that would tell John Lynch, I'll tell you what, just get me Mac Jones. I'll win as many games in here as with Brock Purdy. Now, it might sound ridiculous to us, and maybe he would never say such a thing, but there's always been something about Kyle Shanahan and quarterbacks, and this is the first opportunity. This is another opportunity for the 49ers to marry a guy at quarterback. And I feel like they might not make it long term. I mean, even when they re-signed, even when they extended Garoppolo, they built some stuff in there that they knew they could get off it if they wanted. And maybe that's what's going to happen to Purdy's contract. But,
well, I think they'd be crazy to give him a 4 or 5 year deal. I don't think it's out of the question that you give him a 3-year contract. And if your team stinks anyways, you're going to be able to get, I mean, you're going to have all these, apparently comp picks are the sexiest thing on the market, because right, the Niners are just stacking them left and right, which, by the way, they don't recoup until next year. Like, this idea that you're going to get rid of a bunch of guys and then just replenish them through the draft, that's going to take some time. And they have a lot of picks this year to do so, but yeah, going all in on the draft, while yes, it's a way to replenish your coffers and have a lot of cheap labor, that's risky business. Like, you really gotta hit on those guys, and maybe this team believes with better picks and better positioning they can do that. But I mean, you just said goodbye to a lot of proven players, even if they weren't making or weren't giving you as much as you wanted them to.
Well, I'm looking at the YouTube chat. I got Sammy K saying Steiny's crazy. I got Adrian Gutierrez saying, stop it, Steiny.
I think it was more about the JK stuff.
Oh. Well, let's stick to to Mac Jones. I think there's got to be more here than meets the eye. In terms of, well, we just brought him in to be a backup. Nothing to see here. To use Goo, is this something that raised your eyebrows and got you to thinking a lot of different things, or nothing to see here? Mac Jones, yeah, they just got him to be a backup. I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number. Niner fans, where are you on this one? Am I looking too deep into it, or do you think there's stuff going on that maybe we don't know about. 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was also brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. But
that's a four, Pasta.
Fret not. Go ahead, explain it, because I sure as hell don't know.
The song is called Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison.
Oh, Mac Jones. Gotcha.
Although, gotcha. Where did he return from?
Well, it's...
He was in purgatory.
It's kind of like we hardly knew ye. He should have been here 4 years ago. They're just making amends, like when you're in a 12-step program. That's all they're doing.
Well, I don't know if Kyle Shanahan believes that Mac Jones right now can step in and be a starting quarterback. But what I do believe is that he regrets trading 3 first-round picks to trade up to get Trey Lance. I think if he had to do it over again, he would have just sat at, what, like 11? And just had Mac fall on his lap.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, by the way... I shared this with the YouTube chat. Apparently,
you gotta stay out of there.
Why? It's called interacting, especially during the break. So they're not distracting me.
Please.
I think it's like the Missouri Valley Conference or something like that. I don't know the conference, but one of these bogus conference tournaments that they shouldn't even be holding in the first place.
Hey, easy.
Is taking place in St. Louis.
Yeah.
You know what they call it? Arch Madness. Oh, God, that's brilliant.
That's a four.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. We're talking about the 49ers signing Mac Jones to be their backup quarterback.
Why do you always do that?
Are they?
Well, I don't know what this team is doing. You know what? Actually, I apologize for flatly refusing to believe that this means anything, because I have no clue what the hell the 49ers are doing right now. At first, you and I talked about this a couple days ago. I was like, I really like what they're doing. You know, they're resetting the books. They're trimming the fat. They're getting rid of players that are long in the tooth and too high to pay. And then they keep going down this road, and it's like they release a different player every day. They move off a guy, and they bring in Luke Farrell and some special teams gunner, DeMarcus Robinson, and now Michael McCorkle Jones. And I'm just wondering... What are we doing? Are we trying to win a Super Bowl, or are we trying to save money? Because doing both is extremely hard, especially when you're literally heading to... Shout out to Lucas, who came in and told us about H-Mart. You're going to a grocery outlet right now to buy groceries. I'm not saying you have to go shop at Whole Foods, but there's got to be some middle ground.
Maybe they think the window's closed for right now. And maybe they think we got to get the book. We do want to win a Super Bowl, but we realize after last year, the only way we're going to win a Super Bowl is if we fix up our pecking order, of our payroll, and get guys more aligned to what they're actually doing. And that may take a year. And I don't know, but if you've seen our schedule coming up, we still can stumble into 10 wins with Mac Jones, and
oh my God.
Then we go from there. I don't know. I just, hey, Shanny's always got something up his sleeve, it feels like. He's always got an ulterior motive, feels like.
If I'm Brock, like, how are you feeling right now? Brock Purdy wakes up, gets a notification on his phone. According to Goo, he's on a tractor somewhere, even though he lives in Arizona. And he looks at his phone and he says, huh, that's my new teammate, Mac Jones. I mean, are you happy? Are you wondering, what do they really think of me? Or are you just like, you know what, I'll see him on... We're not there yet.
You know what I would liken it to? I would liken it to a college football or basketball program where there's an upperclassman, maybe a junior transitioning to senior year, and they're going to bring, you know, they've recruited this really good freshman out of Peoria who's coming onto the program, and everyone's like, boy, a guy from Peoria. He's pretty good. You better be careful starting quarterback with 3 years under your belt. And then maybe they'd sign Purdy, and Mac Jones is a backup, and you guys are all right. There's nothing to see here. Maybe Mac Jones starts taking a little playing time from the seasoned veteran.
I mean, or you're a two-year starter, a three-year starter, and someone transfers in as a fifth year from Alabama State, and they went 5-6 last year, just missed a bowl game, and you're wondering, well, this guy stinks, but could he, like, do I really need to be worried? I mean, you know, whenever you bring in new competition, I'm sure you're wondering, you know, is my spot safe, this, that, and the other? It's like, but then again, this guy really does stink. I mean, I should be able to beat him out.
Well, okay, and that's maybe the part I'm leaving out. And I'll yield to you. If you think he stinks, then that's a big part of this equation. I don't know if he stinks because I don't know what Kyle Shanahan sees or doesn't see in a quarterback.
But he has stunk. Okay. He had one good year. His rookie season, I don't want to say. He was a Pro Bowler. They made the playoffs that year before Josh Allen dropped 5 touchdowns on their head. But since then, he has stunk. And so, yeah, I think it's another reclamation project if you're the Niners. I don't think that Mac Jones is as good as Sam Darnold was when he came in to the Niners.
Let's go to D's in San Francisco. Hey, D, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for calling. Taking my call. Sure. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
I think we should take that risk. And take that that person that to help the team to succeed. Even though if we don't make it to the championship, at least we're getting our team player ready for the next year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So giving a shot, taking that another person, adding to our team, I think is the best way if we're looking towards the head coach kind of way.
You know what I mean? Yeah, no, I do know what you mean, and maybe. Again, it sounds to me like you're talking about getting this payroll in order. But this is from the 510 on the Comcast business text line. Steiny, make no mistake. The 49ers are prepared to start Mac Jones if Brock Purdy tries to hold out for a ridiculous contract. Can we meet there? If Brock Purdy and the 49ers are 20 million apart, he wants 50. They want to give him 15 apart, 35. Is this a safety valve for not allowing Brock Purdy to make top six quarterback money?
I would say if you're prepared for Mac Jones to start for your football team, you're prepared to not win games. You're prepared to not give yourself the best chance to win games. That's how I look at it.
Okay, and
I know Brock just went 6-11 and the team wasn't very good. And you know, again, if you are stripping this thing down to the seams and you're trying to save money, well then it would make sense to try and play cutthroat with your quarterback because why would you pay a guy max money when your team is not prepared to help him? Right. And it's gonna hurt you in that endeavor. I don't know. Like, to me, I do think that this thing is, I don't know, if it's not headed for a holdout, but I think this is gonna extend into the summer. Like, things are not trending towards Brock Purdy being their first day of OTAs. And maybe the Niners are looking to insulate themselves in case this does turn into a Brandon Ayuk situation. Like, before last year, I don't know about you, I didn't think Brandon Ayuk was a problem or
right.
Someone that was more about me than the team. And then the contract negotiation along with his agent, because that's a big part of this too, made me feel like, well, actually, Ayuk's just here for the money. You know, and it's money makes people do crazy things, especially when the amount of money that's possibly on the table is going from $5 million this year to, in a crazy world, $55 or $60 million. Like, if you're telling me I can get that kind of pay raise in a single offseason, well, then I might be prepared to do anything possible to get it.
I mean, the 49ers can say to Brock Purdy, dude, you're going to make five times as much as you made last year. Because Purdy's set to make $5-plus million.
It's true. I mean...
I guess the way I would characterize it, when I saw, and we're talking about Mac Jones, the newest 49er, ostensibly in here to be a backup quarterback, but when I saw that, I just thought, man, I feel like all bets are off with this team. And I do agree with you when you say, well, what are they, like, we don't know what they're doing. And to me, that makes it feel like everything's on the table, including, I don't want to say a life without Brock Purdy, but not a life with Brock Purdy if they think he's asking for too much money. What if they have a number they don't want to go over?
I'm sure they do have a number.
And we seem to believe that they're in a different kind of mode now, more of a car.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.